Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. My Lowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I'm Donna.
And I'm Carrie.
And we are Paranormal Chicks.
Episode 359. Right off the bat, we haven't done this in a bit, so let's talk about Patreoners. So thank you so much, Emerson M. from North Carolina.
Melissa G. from New York City. Well, actually, it's just New York.
Jen L. from Colorado. Maybe. It could be a C. I all of a sudden can't read my handwriting and I'm panicking.
Oh my gosh. Tracy G. from New York. Are y'all related, dating, married? What is it?
Just because they have the same last initial?
Yeah, last okay. initial, same state.
Okay.
Gotta know
Must
each
know
other.
Each other. Mm-hmm. And Heather A. from Rhode Island. So if you want an episode shout out just like these five peeps and an extra episode a week that they're getting, and if I do say so myself, the bloopers were very good this month.
Yeah, they were.
I mean, I giggled listening to them.
Me too.
So if you want all this that they're getting, head on over to patreon.com/theAPC podcast.
Okay, by the time y'all are listening to this, I will be no longer working at Dutchy. Sunday, so the day before this, will have been my last day. It's really hard talking in the future, future tense. I almost said presence.
But you're like talking in the future, but the present?
Yes. But I start my new job on Wednesday.
Woo!
So here's to new endeavors. But let me tell you, these people at Dutchy, my coworkers, especially the people that I like got hired with that class, I love them so much.
Did they write on your yearbook, your class?
No. But I did say that but two people live in Florida. And I was like, we should do Dutchy Does Disney. Because also on TikTok, I saw that Tiana is the new Splash Mountain, but it's like all Tiana stuff. And I was like, oh, I want to do it.
Okay, that does sound wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't sound wonderful, though, the walking.
Oh, my gosh, right?
Especially right now, because I am too full to even think about it, because we just went and ate Mexican, and...
Oh, yeah. I'm queso drunk, okay?
Well, I'm counting down the days.
To your 40th birthday? Me too.
No, until hunting season's over, because I got another bathroom remodel. And, well, okay, so just like the last bathroom remodel, it started out of necessity. And then here we are. But the last bathroom remodel was attached to my bedroom. So it was like what's that book of the Bible? Genesis, where it's like so-and-so begot so-and-so. Well, you know, having to replace the vanity begot new paint in there, which begot new paint in my bedroom. Well, this is an enclosed bathroom all by itself. So, I mean, there's only so far it can grow. Until I saw this TikTok last night.
Oh, gosh.
I was like, oh, fuck. Because they were going to do this simple bathroom remodel, and it literally turned into them having to almost like demo their house.
Holy fuck.
Because it was like they found a little leak that went to, okay, this pipe's bad. Well, it goes into this room. And then so you had to pull up all that floor, and then all that was rotten. And then it turns out not their foundation, because it was like a raised house, like that was being like rotten. And so, it was like, they literally opened Pandora's box. And so I'm like, okay, we're not going to do that.
Well, it's better to have done that than to wake up and you've fallen through the thing and the house has crashed down upon you. So, yeah. Blessing in disguise.
But who can afford that?
You, because you have house insurance.
I don't think that that would cover that, would it?
Well, I don't know. I'm not fancy. I don't have house insurance like that.
You have house insurance?
I know I have house insurance, but you have that other thing.
Oh, you're talking about the warranty? Yeah, that definitely wouldn't cover that.
Why? It covered your floors.
No, it did not.
Well, it covered some of your floors.
No, it did not. That was my homeowner's insurance.
Oh.
No, yeah.
I thought the policy was.
No.
God dang, I don't know shit.
No. Home warranty didn't cover shit about that.
What's your home warranty for?
Like if the washing machine breaks.
So it's appliances?
Yes.
Oh. Again, I'm not fancy enough. I don't know this.
Well, I got it when I bought the house because my air conditioner unit is literally older than us. Like I'm not even joking. It literally is.
Well, I don't know if y'all can hear this fan in here, but she has it going on low. And it hasn't been running for only, I would say, 2 weeks. And it sounds like me going up the stairs. It's like creaking and cracking and all the things.
And let me just tell y'all, it ain't going nowhere because I'm about to die of heat.
I have on my sweater that I left here and the blanket.
I'm still so shocked that you thought the home warranty covered that.
Well, I didn't know. It was just, I thought that's why you had it.
No, I have it for like the...
I get it now because of your air conditioner and stuff. But no, I thought that was that.
Mm-mm. No, they're just like insurance. They want to cover the least amount possible. Now, the home warranty covered the new water heater when that bit the dust.
Well, that's an appliance.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Oh, okay. But back to the bathroom remodel. It came out of necessity because the faucets, the cold water, like, doesn't work. It's like drip, 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 drip.
Yeah.
It's been doing it for a while. So we got a new, what are those called? Faucet. I'm like, well, if we're getting a faucet, we got to get a new towel holder because the towel holder that we have sucks.
It does.
And I'm like, well, I can just spray paint the rest. I'm probably not. I'm probably just going to get it. And then, well, that means I want a new mirror. So, you know, my Walmart Plus comes in handy with the mirrors around this house because I get those pretty cheap with my Walmart Plus. And then I'm like, well, you know, we got to paint it now. So here we are.
Man, I want to do some stuff, but I have no energy.
I feel that.
I'm just like, I want to paint my doors pink. Like my front door. Well, I have two front doors. It's a whole thing. I want those pink. I want to paint some furniture and put it in the living room for like a buffet kind of thing. I want that to be a color. But I'm thinking that I want to be like cornflower blue.
I don't know that color. Cornflower blue?
Yes. I only know it because of Drew Barrymore's line, but I am in love with that blue right now.
People are like obsessed with her now.
Well, I've been obsessed.
No, I know, but like she's like a huge deal now to people.
But I'm telling you, the stuff she has at Walmart for home decor and stuff, so cute. I will say though, I don't know if I could handle her being all up in my grill.
Yeah, she sits way too close to
me. She does, real close. And I'm like, girl.
It like makes me want to hold my breath.
But I mean, you know, everyone's problematic in their own right.
Is she problematic?
Yeah.
Why?
The writer's strike. She did that whole thing. When I said problematic, oh my God. This is how my brain works. But I said, hydromatic. Why, it's grease lightning.
Yes. I was going to say, doesn't he say like ultramatic after
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Yeah. But
go grease lightning. Y'all are like, okay, get into the stories.
Okay. You're right.
Well, before we get into the stories, we have to talk about Miracle Maid. And y'all know sleep is near and dear to my heart.
Girl, same. But if sleeping were a sport, you would have more medals than, I don't know, insert an Olympic athlete, Simone Biles, Michael Phelps. Those are the people.
Kenny Ledecky.
How you pulled that one out? Is she a gymnast too?
No, she's a swimmer.
Oh.
And if they gave awards for hitting the snooze, we'd both be in the Hall of Fame.
But honestly, who has been the MVP of our sleep game lately? Miracle Made sheets.
For real, those sheets are like a literal dream. They are made with silver-infused fibers that make them not just super comfy, but super clean. Bacteria doesn't even stand a chance.
Right. They are self-cleaning. They stay fresh 3 times longer than those regular degular sheets. It's like magic, but like science-y magic.
Regular degular?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sign me up for less laundry. I don't have time to wash sheets every other day. But with these, you can go 3 times longer.
But okay, yes, they're self-cleaning and all of that. But let's talk about the comfort. Because you know when you stay at a fancy hotel and the beds feel like you're just sleeping on a cloud, these sheets give me the same feeling, but I don't have to check out at 11 a.m.
Or explain why you raided the mini bar.
You know what? I'm more of a shampoo bottle girl.
They are temperature regulating too, so no more waking up sweaty.
Or cold, because Miracle's got us covered, literally.
I sleep like a baby and I wake up feeling refreshed. So these sheets are, y'all know how I say it, chef's kiss. And if you want to elevate your sleep game and feel like royalty in the bed, you need Miracle Made sheets.
And you know we love a good deal, so right now you can upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Just go to trymiracle.com/creep and use our code CREEP. You'll get over 40% off and a free 3-piece towel set. Your sleep is going to thank you.
So is your laundry bill. And don't worry, if you're not 100% satisfied, they offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. So really, what you got to lose? So go to trymiracle.com/creep and use the promo code CREEP to get over 40% off and a free 3-piece towel set.
It's time to ghost your old sheets and get Miracle Made sheets.
I see what you did there. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode.
Okay, this is a recommendation from Jessica P. in the Facebook group. She said it was right up our alley, and boy, was she correct. We're going to Newfoundland for one of their wildest and maybe largest legends. This is a story of the Dildo Pond Monster.
Dildo?
Yes.
D-I-L-D-O. P-O-N-D. Pond. Dildo.
Uh-huh.
It does sound right up your pond.
It does make me wet.
Gross. Gross, gross, gross. Too far.
Oh, gosh. But this is a legit place. And Dildo has had its name since the 1700s. So they say it's not from the sex toy. They say it could be because the shape of the island is kind of like a test tube kind of shape. And Dildo used to be what people would call like a cylindrical tube.
So a penis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But another theory is due to James Cook, who had a humor like us, okay? You know, immature. He was Captain Cook, not to be confused with Captain Hook. And he was a captain in the British Royal Navy and was an explorer, all the things. Well, in 1763, he was put in charge of being the marine surveyor of the area. So him and his friend and assistant, Michael Lane was his name, they got together and they got to explore new places, find new things, areas, bodies of water, all the thing. And again, they were us, but you know, like outdoorsy and men. So they named some places, including Dildo. But the other places that they named, they don't disappoint either. So one of the places is called Tickle Bay. Another one, Blow Me Down.
No way. This can't be real.
And a place where James hurt his hand is named Unfortunate Point. But I saved the best for last. There is a place called Cuckold's Cave.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm not lying. Canada, y'all are freaky. So back in the early 20th century, locals started saying there were strange happenings around Dildo Pond.
Yeah. people were exploring caves, people that were cooks.
Oh, gosh. So it's located on the eastern part of the island, and it's kind of secluded, surrounded by forests, you know, just like nestled in the trees. So that sounds like a cryptid's paradise. Insert gangster's paradise, but it's cryptid style now. There are not a lot of residents there, but 15 of them in Blaketown, which is like, you know, a stone's throw away. They are said to have witnessed the dildo pond monster. And they said that they would go before a judge and like provide this testimony. So, you know, like put their hand on the Bible. So, you know, they're telling the truth, that kind of thing.
Also, every time you say it, I think you're saying pond, P-O-N, but you're saying pond, P-O-N-D.
Yes, like a body of water. Sorry, my D's, they're soft apparently today. So the first sighting was when a fisherman named Nielsen was setting up like some stuff in his fish hatchery. All right. And all of a sudden, he heard his ducks. Yes, he had some pet ducks. And they were like quacking. They were doing all the, I almost said squawking, but they don't squawk. But they were, something was going wrong, right? And so he looked outside to be like, what the fuck? And he saw this enormous shape moving beneath the water's surface.
You missed the perfect opportunity to say, what the cuck?
But what the duck?
I know, but...
But this isn't close to Cook's cave, cove, whatever. But duck would have been great.
We're so cheesy.
We are. Oh my God, in my head I say, we're so cheesy, we're queso.
Oh God. That's too far.
That's going to be new merch. Sorry. He said whatever was underneath there was large, fast, and dark. Now, some versions of this story says that Nielsen said it looked like serpent-like, but others say it's kind of like shadowy and just dark underneath the water, and it is really fast. Like it's going, I don't know, fucking, you know, like you put it up to speed 7. It's a dildo joke. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, girl. But okay, back to the ducks. When the dildo monster startled them, the ducks left. They were out. All right. They're like, nope, see you later. And so Nielsen was like, hey, wait for me. Wait for me. Like, if y'all are leaving, I'm leaving. So him and his ducks went on their way. And I wrote down, his ducks were, in fact, not in a row. I'm going to be writing in my next job. Can you imagine the shit I'm going to be writing? Oh, Lord. They're so lucky to have me. So this eerie sighting, you know, he told people before he left, like, I saw something down in the water. It was big. It was dark. It was all the things. And they're like, okay, sure, you know, whatever. But I mean, I feel like if I saw someone who, like, he had his little fish hatchery, he had his whole thing, and he just, like, up and left, like, what's going on? I mean, I would have looked sideways at him and been like, what did you do? Like, did you bury a body there? Like, what's going on? Why'd you leave? But I would believe something. I would go look at least and be like, let me check out what's going on. But the locals were just like, okay, sure, sure, sure. But some believed him. And over time, the legend of the dildo pond monster grew and grew.
6-7 inches, in fact.
Exactly, right? Now, a lot of people say it's more than the 6 or 7 inches. It's like the head is 3 feet long and it's shaped like an eel's head. Real slick, you know?
They often are, but continue.
The neck is around 5 feet long, and it's tapered from the head, so the head's bigger than the neck or the shaft, really.
You know, you're really not helping the case.
And then the body, from what most people can see, is pretty large. One of the guys said it looked like a large cask, and I think that's something with, like, whiskey, wine, barrels, something. So it's like, it was a substance, okay? It wasn't, you know, one of those long and skinny ones. It had some girth to it, okay? They say that the eyes kind of bulge out and are quite large, and the tail is something that's shaped kind of like an old airplane, which is just like a normal airplane, but it's a little bit more rounded, you know, at the tip.
And that's the part that makes your eyes bulge out.
But they say like whole body, all the things, probably like 50 feet long. And it's very dark brown or black. Now, some say it looks slimy. Others say it is very like serpent-like. But everyone says it can just glide through the water with such speed, such, you know, just agility and grace through the water. Now, some say the eyes are kind of glowing, but others say, you know, it just has those haunting eyes that kind of, you know, bulge out at that point. Like, kind of like a frog's eyes. There's been a sighting where a local resident said that they saw the dildo pond monster while walking along the shore. And they said it was very large, very dark. Again, it made loud splashes and moved throughout the water. The person noted that the splashes seemed deliberate and rhythmic. And they said, like, it wasn't like a fish, really. It wasn't erratic. It wasn't anything. It was just more like kind of what you would see with, like, rowing, where they're just, like, you know, they're saying they're, like, chants while they're rowing and, like, they're in sync and all the things. But he did say that he had a sense of unease, and he never ventured down by the pond that like late at night anymore. There is a family one weekend, and they were like boating by the pond, and they saw something swimming in the center of Dildo Pond. Now, the mother described it as having one of those like long bodies, and it would rise up out of the water, and like you could see that it was still submerged, and there was a lot still submerged. So you could only see just a little bit of it. But they weren't going to look closer. They were like, let's skedaddle out of here because, you know, we don't want no large dildo coming for us. Because also in the newspaper, one of the people said that they started calling it a dildo sus. I don't know why. And I don't know if it's like actually pronounced like, I want to say it's like dinosaurs, like whatever, but it's dildo sus. So it would sound something like that, but that's how it's spelled, is dildo hyphen S-U-S. And I mean, I think we've all had one of those sus dildos before, right? There were a group of teenagers who were camping out near the pond, and they heard some strange noises that woke them up in the middle of the night. And they said that they heard like a large creature just splashing in the water. And then when they hit up into their tents, they were like, fuck this. Because, you know, I mean, what can you do? You're like just out there camping. You're at the mercy of the fucking nature, because like you're on the ground. And if there's this giant dildo sus creature coming at you, like you're a goner, right? The only thing I know to do is spread my legs. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But the next morning when they looked up by the pond, they said the mud had like really deep marks that looked like something was really large to have made those, and it didn't look like any local wildlife they knew. They tried to tell others, but, you know, they're like, these are fucking kids, just like, they were probably high, they were probably doing all the things, they were drinking, like, they don't know what they're talking about, whatever. And that was a lot of stuff, is that, you know, people would tell about this. However, no one really believed them. It was either like, oh, that person loves to drink, or, oh, that fisherman, because it was a lot of fishermen, a lot of outdoorsy people, because, you know, that's who see the cryptids, because right, they're out there. They're all like, oh, well, that person's too old. He's probably senile. He's the, you know, making all the excuses. Because no one wanted to believe that the dildo monster was lurking in the waters, right? But then comes Norman Mercer, and he was one of these people who saw the dildo pond monster. He was 41, and he was a lumber mill owner in Blaketown, which again was the town nearby. The quote in the paper from him is, "The first time I saw the monster, I thought I had suddenly gone insane. Yes, sir, I actually doubted the evidence of my own eyes." Now, he recounted the incident, and he said it was the summer of 1947, and he was standing on the bank of the pond, just kind of looking out, like zoning out, I don't know, zenning out. That's when he saw a large V-shaped wave, and he was like, wait, what caused that wave? Because no one or nothing was around. Then he saw the monster kind of break through the surface, and that was about 60 feet away from him, and he watched it swim parallel to the shore, and then it dove deeper and disappeared underneath the water. Now, he didn't tell anyone because, again, he was like, people are not going to believe me. He was a business owner. He's got something to lose if he comes forward with this, right? But then he saw it another time. He was standing outside his sawmill, which was by the bank of the pond, and he was looking at some logs he had in the water, which basically to me made me think about he was like taking a shit, like logs in the water. Oh, you know? Yeah. No,
probably had actual.
Yeah, but he was a lumber mill owner, so he did have logs in the water that he's like looking at. Also, logs in the water only remind me of, well, taking a shit, but also remind me of Damn Lumberjack Beavers, the slot machine game, because one of the bonuses, they're trying to build a dam over the river and like you want it to hold and the water's like holding and you're like, hold.
God, I love that game.
I know, right? But okay, so he's standing there not taking a shit, actually doing work, and he saw some splashing and swirling in the water. And when he looked to see what was causing it, there was the monster again, the dildo sus monster. And this time it was coming toward the bank. So now Norman yelled to his brother and two workers who were there to have them confirm what he was seeing was real. So they came running out and they saw the dildo monster with their own eyes. But soon it dove deeper into the water again and disappeared as quickly as it had appeared. And you know, that is something that I cannot do. I cannot just like dive straight down. Like I know you can, like you can just be like, okay, I'm going to go down right here. Like to dive down, I have to be like on the shallow end or like somewhere to push off to go down.
Yeah. I was like, you can't dive, period. But you mean like within the water?
Within the water. Yeah. But it's just one of those things. And I watch The Challenge and they have to do that kind of shit all the time. I was like, I would have to forfeit because I'd be like, my body don't do that. Give me something to press up on. A mermaid I could never be, even though I really wanted to be one when I was younger.
You make a really good Martha Washington in the pool, though.
I thought you were going to say Ursula.
No. Well, you did when you had long hair.
But you might be thinking, oh, that's the end of the story. Well, you'd be wrong because old Norman, he saw the dildo monster one more time. It was on an August Sunday, and he and his wife were hanging out with some friends on the veranda near the pond. Well, all of a sudden, the monster surfaced again, and it came toward them, but before it got too close, it dove back in the water and disappeared. So he was like, look, y'all, I've seen this before. And he had to say that to his brother and his friends, too. Like, I saw this before, but I didn't want to say anything. Then with these people, he's like, okay, look, this is the third time, so I know it sounds weird, but that's the dildo pond monster. And people believed him because they said he was of sound mind. He didn't drink. Like, I think they said he was sober and of sound mind. And he was like a business owner and all the things. So they were like, Norman wouldn't lie to us, and this is three times he's seen it. It's real then. Meanwhile, you know me, if I was in this story and I had seen it before, you know what I would say? Told you so. Told you so.
I was like, I don't know where she's going with this.
You don't know me at all. Just like I don't know your insurance.
Clearly not. I'm like, what other insurance do I have that she's talking about? pet insurance?
So with any good legend, you know, there are a lot of people quick to dismiss the existence of the Dildo Pond Monster. Skeptics argue that the sightings could be explained by, you know, just like a misidentification of fish. It could be something with like the underwater currents that you're seeing, or even just like reflections of light creating that illusion in the water. But there's some people who say, okay, if it is something, it could have come from Dildo Brook, because there's a lot of body of dildos over here, okay? But they say it could have come from Dildo Brook that is attached to the sea. And so it swam when it was little, like a little swimmer going up there. But then it ate everything in the pond. It went kind of like Templeton on it, because they had salmon, they had trout in the pond. And over time, the pond's like empty. You know, it was like overrunning with all of this. And now nothing. So they're like, it feasted and then it couldn't get back through the brook. It was too big. I understand that, okay? So it had like a little fat man squeeze going through and couldn't get through. So now it's there, but it's grown so large. It's literally a big fish in a little pond.
Much like me trying to get out of a booth at a restaurant after I've eaten.
Exactly, yes. Other people say that, you know, it's something that has like come from the fucking underbelly of the sea. And, you know, like there's plenty of them in there, all the things. This isn't like just a one-time thing. It's just it got caught in the pond and now it can't get out. But a lot of locals say they don't think it is created by nature. They think it was created by Nielsen, the man who had the ducks and who saw it kind of first. They thought he was kind of like Frankenstein's doctor, because one of his hobbies was doing like crossbreeding of fish. So like fish and something else that shouldn't mate, you know, he would do this shit with, you know, in the hatcheries. And so they're like, maybe he crossed some kind of different like fish eggs with whatever, and the Dildo Monster was like just a creature of one of his experiments. And that could be why he like got the fuck out of there. Cause it was like, oh, and oh, fuck, what? You know, like maybe he put it in the water cause he's like, oh, whatever. Like it's a failed experiment. And then it grew and it grew and it grew. And he was like, oh, fuck, it's gonna kill me. Like it's gonna drag me under. But who knows? Who knows? All I know is that I am not going to be trying to swim in the Dildo Pond, okay? Because all I can picture is something large swimming underneath me. If I can't see the bottom of it, I don't want to be in the body of water, even if it has the name of Dildo.
Yeah, I was going to say, you wouldn't want any part of that because you can't see the bottom. Sometimes you struggle in swimming pools.
Yeah. If it's dark, if it's like late at night, it ain't happening. Okay. Unless you have like a light in your pool. But again, that's fancy. I do want to say about the town of Dildo, like they really embraced their name, you know, and they have a lot of like the Dildo Brewing Company. And so they have like shirts and all of the things. But Jimmy Fallon got wind of this town. And so, you know, that was a bit for him for a while.
Yeah.
And they made him like an honorary mayor of the town of Dildo and stuff. So I don't know. It's just like, it's one of those things. Like you wouldn't think that was an actual town. Like you could see a picture and it's like Dildo this way. And it's like, okay, no, that's actually the town. And now I want to go to Newfoundland and go to Dildo. I need to go. But I don't think they sell a lot of dildos there. They're missing it. Someone needs to open a sex shop.
Yeah, but they probably are trying to keep it more like PG.
The name is Dildo.
Yeah, but there's still kids that live there.
Yeah, but there's kids that live everywhere and there's a sex shop somewhere. I'm just saying.
Do you know for a fact they don't have a sex shop?
Well, no, but it's not like a main attraction. And I would feel like the dildo
of it all.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? But yeah, that's the dildo pawn monster. I mean, a cryptid after my own heart. But like everything is so funny with it that I was like, I can't save this for the Cryptid Chronicles because this is just too funny.
Yeah.
And also Jessica did the recommendation. So shout out to you. But yeah, I had no idea this existed. This town existed.
I'm surprised you don't have a Google alert for the word dildo.
Girl.
I don't actually know what a Google alert does.
I do have a Google alert for us.
What does it do?
It alerts you when someone says something about you.
Oh, when they say something about
you? Like when your name is mentioned in some, like, online.
Gotcha.
Could you imagine if I had one for dildo? Good Lord. No.
Well, I also
thought, you know what? That would be a good thing because my phone does vibrate.
Okay. I thought a Google alert was like, well, yeah, I guess something said.
Yeah.
I also used to kind of think it meant that if somebody looked you up.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't understand things.
Well, we all know that you thought Mel 2 was Mel Toe.
Do we have to bring up the past?
Yes, when it's you making a fool out of yourself, yes.
That's just my mere existence. Okay, but I do feel like it's probably a little Frankenstein-ish.
I think so, too. But also, like, that's what scares me about the fucking water so much is because, especially like in oceans and shit, like it's so deep that we don't know everything that lives down there. That's why we're still finding shit and we're like, oh, this is a new species of blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, they said we know more about space than we do the fucking ocean.
Yeah. Like sign me up for Mars then because I'm not going down. And like you could not pay me to go try to find the Titanic and shit.
Some of those creatures down there are so scary looking.
So scary.
So scary.
Okay, this is going to sound so stupid, but the anglerfish, that's real, right? It's not just a cartoon.
Anglerfish?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's got the bulb that comes out.
Yeah, it's real.
Yeah, that's fucking scary.
Yeah, those teeth are fucking awful.
And then, like, just seeing those, like, really large, like, oh, God, no. I mean, I do like things large and all the things, but no.
Donna, the eel on Super Mario scares you.
Yes! And it's not Super Mario. It's
boom, golf cart, go-kart.
Okay, no. It started out on Mario on the N64. There's a whole level about the shipwreck thing, and you have to get a star on the tail, all the things. Hated it. My brother would literally have to do it, and I would just have to, like, had my eyes because I could never do it. Then I think on the Wii there is one, but on the Switch there's.
It was on the Wii on, I think.
There is one that was like Luigi's thing and like you could go underwater a little bit, but there's one on the Mario Kart for the Switch that like you have to ride on its back. No, like literally my insides like bubble up and I go like every time I cannot do it. One time I had to do it with my eyes closed. I don't like it. Like, even they have a shadow on one of them, and I can see the shadow, and that terrifies me.
That's what I was thinking of.
No, I don't like it.
It is scary to think about in the ocean and stuff that there's stuff under you, like when you're on a boat or something, and you have no idea what it is.
Yes.
Or where it is. Or, like, any open water type movies where they're stuck and, like, they're just, like, floating in the water and stuff's under them. And it's, like, they're stranded and,
That is, like, worst case scenario for me. So, again, I did a funny one when I went first and I should have saved it for when I go second because your stories are always so damn heavy.
This one's not, I mean, obviously, it's 99.9% of the time a murder. So, like, it's obviously going to be heavy because it's a murder, but this isn't like a heavier one that I've ever done. So my story for this episode is a recommendation from the email from Casey with a K. So this story was on an episode of Forensic Files and Cold Case Files. And the website Forensic Files Now, like kind of breaks down the episodes, but then also uses a lot of other things too. But anyway, so that one was very helpful because they watched all the shows and kind of helped compile things. Anywho's it's, so wanted to give them a little shouty shout. Okay, so we're talking about Marlene Oakes, who married Bill Major. Well, his real name's William, but he goes by Bill. Anyway, so they got married.
Was he in the Army?
No.
Because that would be funny if he was Major Major.
Yeah, no. But he was like a mechanic. Now, let me just say, there's not a ton on their background. I do know that they got married pretty early, like very young. Well, Marlene was younger because Bill's about 10 years older than her. But the two of them, like I said, were married and they had two kids. They had Donald, who was the oldest, and Lalana, who was the younger of the two.
What?
Lalana.
You said Donald, who was older, and Lalana, who was the younger of the two.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that goes.
Well, I'm just letting you know, because some people aren't good like math, like you.
Okay.
That reminded me of, because Colby and I are rewatching Monk, and I know we don't say the word prostitute now for a sex worker, but on the show, he says a sex prostitute, and the person was like, a what? And he was like, a sex prostitute. And they were like, is there another kind? Like, I don't know. That reminded me of, okay, bye.
Okay.
Remember how much y'all love me? So also, this story takes place in Kentucky. Bill and Marlene lived on like a little bit of land, and they had a friend that they had met kind of mutually. So his truck was broken down and they stopped to help him. Like, he was driving from Ohio to Texas and they like stopped to help him, met him, hit it off.
Had a threesome.
Maybe. And he like put his camper on their land and like lived there.
Oh, okay.
But I'm like, okay, so he was on his way from Ohio to Texas and he broke down in Kentucky and just stayed? So his name was Glenn St. Hilaire. And he used to work as a welder. And like I said, put his camper, some stuff said trailer, but it seems like maybe it was more of like a camper. Doesn't really matter. But he put it on their property and then started to do some work for Bill. Word on the street is that Bill actually kind of pushed Marlene into having an affair with Glenn.
How?
Was like, you should hook up with him.
Oh, okay.
And at this point, they had been married about 9 years. But people also said that Bill was having an affair as well. And so, like, maybe that was his way of being like, well, I'm having an affair, and if you hook up with Glenn, then we're kind of just canceling
wrong.
Each other out. Yeah. Well, on October 15th of 1980, Glenn heard Marlene and Bill having an argument. He left to go get some coffee, and when he came back, Marlene was gone. No big deal, right? Except Marlene didn't come back. And she, you know, she had the two kids. They were 8 and 4 at the time.
Yeah.
Like, this wasn't someone that would just up and disappear. And Marlene and Bill had a pretty rocky relationship where it seems like, you know, there had been some times that she had told family and friends, like, hey, if something happens to me, it's Bill kind of thing.
Wow.
And also, Bill's story changes. He had told a neighbor that she had gone with Glenn, but Glenn's still there, so that didn't make any sense. But it seems like, for the most part, his story was, yes, they had gotten in an argument, but she just up and left and never came back. But that's kind of weird because she had just, like, refilled a prescription and that was still at home and just stuff like that. Like, there was no indication that she just up and left because all of her things were at home.
Did they have two cars or was it just their car? Do you know? Because that's also a thing, like,
her car was missing.
Okay.
Now, Bill tells the kids, basically, your mom doesn't love you. And now, they're 8 and 4. So,
oh, my gosh.
Very well old enough to kind of understand, like, what's going on.
Definitely the 8-year-old.
Right. Donald, the older of the two.
Yeah.
Lilana, the younger of the two.
They had two kids. One was older, one was younger.
Bill tells the kids that she's a sex worker. And again, like I said, she didn't love you. And so she's gone forever. Now, at some point, Glenn did go to the police because he's like, something's not right. Like,
yeah.
it's, his gut just felt like, something's probably not right.
Yeah.
There was a search for her. So I don't want it to seem like they just did nothing. I don't think I told you this a second ago. When he told Glenn about her leaving, he was like, yeah, she she took the kids with her.
What?
Meanwhile, though, the kids were like spending the night somewhere. And then they come back. So it's like, yeah, clearly you're lying about that.
Yeah.
Oh, and then of course, like, not only does he have to tell the kids, yeah, she's a sex worker and she doesn't love you, but she's also on drugs and an alcoholic. Now, police weren't completely oblivious to this. Like, she had been reported missing and they did look into Glenn and Bill. Now, they asked them to take polygraphs, but Bill wouldn't.
But again, as we know now, like, it pulls me in two directions because I want to be the person who helps out and be like, okay, I'll clear my name, I'll do this. But then also, I don't want it to make me look guilty, but by not doing it, it makes you look guilty.
Right. And it's also well within your rights to refuse. So it's, I don't know, it's, you're right.
Y'all, you heard it here first. Carrie said I was right.
No, I said you're well within your rights to not do one.
I think you said you're right.
Roll the beautiful bean footage, because I definitely said you're well within your rights to not do it.
I thought you said, well, you're right. I'm just delusional over here. Yes,
very much so.
It's like when a guy holds a door open for me, but he's actually a complete stranger. And I'm like, oh my God, that's so nice. Does he like me? Does he think I'm pretty?
But then Bill started acting kind of funny. So after Marlene disappeared, he started getting rid of some things. He took the kids and moved to Rhode Island. Now, granted, his parents did live there. So it wasn't like totally off the wall. I mean, his wife was missing. He's by himself with an 8 and a 4-year-old. And so it's not totally out of the realm of possibilities that he would want to move closer to his parents.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't see this anywhere else, but I did see this on the Forensic Files Now website. They said that when he moved the kids to Rhode Island, he packed up everything and left except the family dog. Yeah. So we hate him.
We do hate him, but you know who's taking care of him? Unless he's a terrible person too? Glenn.
The dog? No, Glenn's not a terrible person, I don't think.
Okay, but yeah, he's taking care of the dog. So Glenn probably
took, yeah. Now, once in Rhode Island, it didn't take Bill but about a year to get remarried.
But of course. So, like, did he have her? How do you get unmarried? How do you get divorced? Because, like, he said she left.
Right.
He didn't say, like, she was taken and missing and all the things.
Well, I think, it takes, like, 7 years to have someone declared dead, but that's not what they were doing. They were saying she's just MIA. So I think you can file for divorce in absentia or whatever. Oh. And then if they don't show up after so long, and then it becomes
okay,
stamped of approval.
Okay. Because I was just like, wait, how does that work?
Now, the kids, Don and Lilana, really do.
Now it's Don.
Yeah, that's what he goes by. Don and Lilana really do like their stepmother. And as far as they know, their mom abandoned them. So they really trusted and loved their stepmother. Now, on the Forensic Files, it did show a picture of her. And I don't know for sure if that's truly a picture of her, but nothing ever says her name.
Mm.
Because the kids told their stepmother about some shit that had been going down. They tell new stepmother that Bill had been physically and sexually abusing them.
Oh, my God.
And that, part of the way that he got away with it for all these years is he would, as they said on the Green Mile, kill them with their love. Mm. He would do that to them. Like, he would hold a gun to them and say, if you tell, I'm going to kill your sibling.
Oh my gosh.
And so he really did make them so fearful that the other child would be hurt that they didn't say anything. Now, new stepmother is a really good person and was like, fuck no. And she reported it to the police.
I'm so glad that they did love their new stepmother and that they felt comfortable enough to tell her this.
Yes. Well, because stepmother didn't know, and I don't think that Marlene knew either, but apparently he did have a conviction of a sexual assault on two boys from his past.
Oh my gosh.
And from what I can understand, the new stepmother thought it was from like an armed robbery or something. Or maybe I'm getting that confused with his, because he does get married, I think, a third time. And maybe she's the one that think, anyway. But police take this very seriously and open up the investigation. And they arrest Bill for the abuse on Don and Lalana. And Lalana talks about like watching him being taken away in handcuffs and like the glare that he glared at them when like giving them like a fuck you, I can't believe you said something look. And it's like he's being taken away.
He's fucking disgusting.
Well, Rhode Island sentences him to 15 years for the crimes against his kids. Now he serves about 11 years before he gets out. Now some stuff said 12, but it seems like it's 11. Now, Kentucky was going to then go after him too, but the statute of limitations was up, and so they couldn't do anything because he was doing it before when he was married to Marlene. And we know this because Marlene had a diary.
Oh, shit. Now, he didn't get rid of this diary?
Yeah, I don't know. So, in her diary, she all but says that he was abusing the kids. She talks about in her diary that she walked in on him abusing Don and that he like tried to hide what they were doing, but she wrote, I know what I saw. And that essentially she felt like she died inside that day.
Oh my gosh.
And she talked about in her diary that like she had this on him now and that she was going to leave him. And basically she kind of now had an insurance policy against him to like get the kids and all of that, because if something happened to her, like all of it would come out. But like how she wrote it, I kept thinking like she almost like had a trigger, like, okay, if something happens to me, then this is going to get mailed and it's going to show all the stuff. Mm-hmm. But like, that's not what it was. But, and she did say in her journal, like she never specifically said he was sexually abusing them or he was sexually assaulting them or anything like that. But she said it without saying it. And she was like, I could be the worst mother in the world and no judge would give him custody of the kids knowing what I know now, kind of thing. So that's what she was saying it without saying it. After Bill was sent to prison, the kids went to live with their grandmother. And that was Marlene's mother. And once they moved there, Lalana got the courage to be like, where's my mom? To her grandma, because she was really like, does she love me? Like, does she not? Check yes or no? Like, where is she? You know?
That's heartbreaking.
And her grandma was like, baby, she's dead. And she's like, what? Had no idea. She's like, what are you talking about? And she's like, yeah, like, he killed her. Like, she didn't leave you. He killed her. She loved you. And so this sparked Lalana, when she was about 20 years old, to be like, fuck this. I am digging.
Yeah.
Because she was a true crime buff, too.
Okay.
And she was like, time to start digging. She had her a little composition notebook. She was like, I got it for like 99 cents. And every time I talked to anybody, I wrote everything they said down, the date, the time, everything that was said. And she started her detective work.
Reminds me of Harriet the Spy.
Now, she found the journals and found all of that where Donald had told Marlene that Bill had been abusing him for like 4 to 5 years and like would do it everywhere. So like, I don't know, this just pisses me off. So like the fucking audacity of him and just the shitty human being to abuse someone, but the audacity to like do it at your work, do it in the car, you know what I mean? Like do it all these places because he just knew he wasn't going to get caught. And so it's just like, I don't know, that like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I mean, disgusting. Fuck you for all of it. Yeah. But like, I don't know, that to me just, ooh.
Yeah.
Now, Glenn did tell police, Bill did this. Like he was like, Bill did this. He told me that if she ever tried to leave him, he was going to kill her. And he had told people before that he knew how to commit the perfect murder. He was like, yeah, you got to dismember him. You got to take the jaw out. You got to destroy the teeth. Like, you got to do all this stuff.
Oh, my God.
So that they won't know. If they do find any body parts, they won't know who it is. So when Lalana is doing all of the investigating, she finds out that about a month after her mom went missing, they found a skull about a mile from their house. Apparently, a farmer had found it, and it was a skull that had all the teeth missing, the jawbone was missing, and it had a gunshot wound in the head.
Oh, my gosh.
So Lalana fucking went over there, and she is literally, like, digging in, like, sinkholes and all of this stuff, trying to find, is there any more remains, all of that. Now, they had tried to run DNA because, you know, she went missing in the early 90s. So the DNA existed, and they did try to run DNA to see if they could figure out who that skull belonged to, but it was too degraded for them to get any information. And then, of course, the teeth are gone, so you can't do dental records. And two, because they were, like, every so often, like, resubmitting all of Marlene's information to the different databases to be able to figure out a body that maybe matched her description, like, was it her or not? So fast forward to 2001. One of Lalana's aunts tells Lalana, look, they can do new DNA testing on this skull, but it's going to cost. And Lalana's like, what? They've already done the DNA testing. Like, they can't do more. And she's like, yes, they can, because they had just figured out mitochondrial DNA, which I think we used to think only came from the mother. And Eve, they even said that in the forensic file episode. But I think now we know that it actually doesn't just come from the mother. Anywho, so it's just crazy that even since then, we've learned so much more about DNA testing. But here's the thing. This DNA testing was going to cost $20,000.
Holy fuck.
So one of her aunts, which would have been Marlene's sister, was like, okay, I'll cash out my retirement. Like, we've got to pay for this. Like, we've got to get him. Like, he can't get away with this. But eventually, Kentucky was like, no. We'll pay for it. So, you know, when you're watching like forensic files and stuff like that, and you see, like, you don't see how they do it, but you see how they do it. And they like took this little piece of the bone and they like made it like a powder, like crush it up to make it a powder. And then they put in like a DNA binding agent. I'm like, who the fuck came up with a DNA binding agent?
Right.
Like, I'm not even smart enough to wrap my brain around how they find it. Like, how do you, like, first of all, I don't even understand how you break it down to be able to make the DNA matches, much less who the fuck figured this out.
Right.
Like, people are so smart, and I just don't, like, I can't wrap my brain around it.
No, me either.
From the mitochondrial DNA, they were able to match the skull to Lalana, which means Marlene.
I know her name's Marlene, but I want you to call her Marlena every time.
I used to work with a Charlene, and so I want to say Charlene. Now, police are, like, honing in on Bill. Because, like, who the fuck else? Because you literally have a skull. You have no other parts of the body. You have a mile from their house. And, like, he had even gone as far to say, you have to knock their teeth out with the butt of the gun. Like, I mean, this is his exact, like, he told you what he was going to do, and then he did it, right? Bill's dad eventually comes forward and is like, he did this. Like you can record my conversations.
Oh, fuck.
Now, some stuff made it seem like his dad came forward. Some stuff made it seem like the police went to his dad and were like, let me. So we're going to give his dad the benefit of the doubt. We're going to just say that. But To be fair, I'm not 100% sure. So Bill's dad calls him and it's all recorded. And he's like, the father, actually, this was pretty smart. He says, hey, Lalana keeps calling me. She wants to know where her mom is. Like, where are her body parts? Like, she wants to know where these body parts are. And basically, his dad's like, you committed the perfect murder. And Bill's like, no, I didn't, because basically nothing would have been found if I had done the perfect murder. So he's like, basically, because the skull was found, it wasn't perfect. But the long end of the short of it is he ends up telling his dad that, yeah, he buried body parts in sinkholes and pushed her car into the Ohio River and threw the gun out too. And was just like very cavalier about it. Like it was like me and you talking on the phone. Like it was like the chillest conversation ever.
Oh my God.
And he's talking about how he murdered his wife and the mother of his children.
Yeah.
The same person he then told his kids never loved them and left them for sex, drugs, and rock and roll, basically.
Right.
Now, police did, based on that information, really look hard for the stuff. Because they flew a plane over and all that to see if they could find the car. But basically, it had been so long, and they say that the current is so strong in the Ohio River that it literally could be anywhere at this point in the river. And so they were like, we got nothing. It would be like searching for a needle in a haystack to try to find that car in that river.
They might have found a dildo monster, though.
So they don't find the car and all of that, but they do arrest Bill on June 25th of 2001.
Now, you said he had a third wife. Did he get married while he was in jail?
After, and that's the one that I did get confused on. She thought that he had been in jail on the robbery charge.
Okay.
So she didn't know it was for abusing his kids.
Okay.
Now, when Bill got arrested, he did confess. He says basically he lost his temper and he shot her in the head and in the torso. Now, this goes to trial. And of course, they're like trying to get the confession thrown out. Because here's the thing. In 1995, Bill had had a stroke. When he was arrested, he was only 59 and he looked 79.
Oh, fuck.
Like, he... Karma is a bitch.
Uh-huh.
And... I mean, he was like in a wheelchair because of this stroke. And so his defense basically tried to say, like, he's confused because of his stroke. And so that's why he confessed. But the kids testified about how, like, he would point guns at them and threaten them if they talked. And it only took the jury 43 minutes.
Holy shit.
They found him guilty and he was sentenced to life in prison. Now, Marlene's body was never found, but now the reason why I said her last name was Oakes, because they refer to her now as Helen Marlene Oakes instead of Major, because he killed her. So they like mm-hmm. got rid of the name. And so did the kids. The kids changed their names. Donald, I don't know if Lalana got married and she's going by her married name, but she goes by a different last name. And then her son took up the last name Oakes, her maiden name. And then...
Wait, let me get this straight, though. Donald, the oldest...
Yes, of the two.
Oakes.
Yeah, of the two, okay. Yeah. And then Lalana, the younger
got
of the
married
two. I don't know if she got married, but she goes by the last name Bramble now. But I don't know if it's because she got married or she just chose that name. Now this motherfucker died in prison in 2017.
Holy
shit. So I'm like,
shit.
He lived a long time in shitty, shitty health after that stroke. So...
Karma.
Karma's a bitch.
Yep. Justice served.
And if you want to watch that Forensic Files episode, I watched it on YouTube.
What episode was it?
Girl.
Oh, you didn't want to write down the number. God.
I think it was season 9, episode 13. Let's see if I'm right. I was right.
You lucky duck. We hate him. We love Glenn because he was there and he adopted the dog. They lived happily ever after.
Allegedly. We don't know that.
He loved that dog.
Mm. Tell yourself that if you must.
They might have started a YouTube channel. Who knows?
Allegedly.
I feel so bad for the kids, though, thinking that their mom hated them, abandoned them, and they were being abused by their dad.
Right. They feeling like their mom left them.
Knowing what was going on.
Yes, exactly. Because if Don had told her, he's like, well, she knew, and then she left. So, I mean, the amount of counseling that would take.
Oh, my gosh.
But a lot of stuff said, too, like, LaLana, when it was proven that the skull was her, that she really wanted the world to know, like, my mom did love me, and she didn't abandon me. And, you know, I don't know. It just breaks my heart.
That does have to heal you in some way of, she didn't leave on her own accord.
Right.
She was trying to protect them. Because if he lost his temper, it's because she was like, I'm leaving, I'm taking the kids kind of thing, you know? But also, okay, so Glenn, who has a dog.
Allegedly.
But he heard some tussling. He heard, like,
no, he just heard him arguing.
Okay, so, like, he heard him arguing, and then he was like, I'm going to go get me some coffee. And by the time he got coffee.
Well, I don't think it was that quick.
Okay, because I was like, that man worked fast.
Yeah, I don't think it was that quick.
Okay. Or who knows? He might have heard them arguing and then, like, went back to sleep.
Heard them what?
Arguing. Fuck. Why have you corrupted me?
If you're new and you don't know, I used to say arguing and y'all all called me out about it. And so now I say arguing. And now sometimes Donna doesn't put the G in it.
You know what? It's my tongue. It just doesn't want to do it.
You're too busy on Dildo Pond over there?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, thank y'all so much for these recommendations. They were really good. You can always send recommendations to us in the email at aparanormalchicks@gmail.com or on the Facebook groups. You know, whatevs. Don't forget to like, subscribe, review all the things. And remember,
creep it real
and don't get scared.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.